course, it's funny. Bob was just a country boy and a country fiddle player, but he always wanted this. This is what he was working for. He wanted to get a band that could do anything with him. And I really believe that when Bob got this band together, he was supremely happy. And he loved jazz, loved it. Couldn't play it, but he could sell you. Another time, they had a big, huge dance there in Tulsa, some charity ball thing, and had this big, huge coliseum, like just thousands of people there. They had two bands. They had our band, and there was a hotel-style band came up from Dallas. Just a good hotel-style band, you know. We set up 18 pieces here. He says they walk in to set up, and they look over. We're side by side, you know, this huge two-stage thing. Of course, when we started playing, we were playing, you know, Softly as a Morning Sunrise, South Rampart and everything. And those guys kept looking at each other. This is the Western band? So after we got through, we all got chummy, you know, and talking, and that's when all this came out. They said, oh, boy, you talk about a surprise. Says, we thought we were going to be the big shots up there. And of course, we just cut them the ribbons, you know. They didn't have a chance.